This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's health minister says 11 people were killed and more than 4,000 wounded on Tuesday when pagers they were carrying exploded in an operation being blamed on Israel. Linda Gradstein reports more VOA from Jerusalem.
Lebanese officials said the deaths and large numbers of injuries were caused when pagers exploded, calling on the public not to use any pagers in their possession. Israeli analysts said it was the biggest security breach Hezbollah had suffered since the war with Israel began almost a year ago and showed Israel's intelligence capabilities against Hezbollah. Lebanese press reports said the pagers were relatively new and had been given to the Hezbollah operatives in the past few months. They had been using pagers to communicate as Israel is able to track and record cell phones. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said on Tuesday the U.S. continues to believe there needs to be a diplomatic solution to the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah.
This is why the ceasefire negotiation is so important. This is why the hostage deal is so important. This is why the president and his administration has been working around the clock, 24 hours, to get that done.
Jean-Pierre said the White House believes a deal between Israel and Hamas would reduce tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. Volunteers and emergency workers raced to secure riverbanks in Poland's historic city of Wrocław on Tuesday as nearby municipalities advised residents to evacuate and authorities across Central Europe tallied the cost of floods that have wreaked havoc and killed at least 22 people. The deluge has left a trail of destruction from Romania to Poland. While waters are receding in many areas, others are waiting for their rivers to burst their banks. This is VOA News. Human rights groups have urged Britain not to copy Italy's approach in trying to reduce the number of migrants arriving on its shores, with a surge of people arriving on small boats across the English Channel. Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer travelled to Italy Monday to learn from its recent success in cutting migration across the Mediterranean from North Africa.
Irregular arrivals to Italy by sea are down 60% since 2022. So I'm pleased that we're deepening our cooperation here.
Italy has struck multi-million dollar deals with Libya and Tunisia to stop migrants leaving their shores. Human rights groups accuse those countries of committing widespread abuses against migrants. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Mali said on Tuesday its capital Bamako was under control after insurgents attacked a military training school and other strategic areas before dawn. An Al-Qaeda affiliate claimed responsibility. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mali's army says militants have attacked a military training camp near the airport in the country's capital as explosions were heard in the area, adding gunmen had attempted to infiltrate the Faladi Gendarme School and a sweep operation was underway. Within hours, the government said it was temporarily closing the nearby airport in the capital, Bamako. A security official says that there was unspecified loss of life and significant damage without elaborating. Mali, along with its neighbours Burkina Faso and Niger, has battled an insurgency by armed groups, including some allied with Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was briefed last week on elements of a Ukrainian plan to push Russia to end the war. U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Tuesday. U.S. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said earlier the U.S. had seen the plan and said she thought it laid out a strategy and a plan that could work. Miller told a news briefing Blinken had learned about the plan during a visit to Kyiv and shared the ambassador's assessment. Facebook owner Meta said on Monday it was banning RT and other Russian state media networks from its platforms, claiming the outlets had used deceptive tactics to carry out covert influence operations online. The ban, strongly criticized by the Kremlin, marks a sharp escalation in measures by the world's biggest social media company against Russian state media. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.